From Not Straight Cast, this is Not Straight Cast News, bringing you the latest LGBTQ headlines. The re-election campaign for former President Donald Trump has spent over $19 million on two transphobic TV ads airing in swing states. The ads already aired 55,000 times since October 1st. The super PAC supporting Trump, Make America Great Again, Inc., has also spent over $1.1 million airing a similar ad more than 6,000 times over the same time period. While the ads attack Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris's support of providing life-saving care to trans inmates, something that is required by federal law, Harris pointed out in a recent Fox News interview that the Trump administration supported the same policy during his presidency. Trump's transphobic ad shows pictures of Harris next to a drag queen, a trans woman, and a non-binary person. It then accuses Harris of supporting taxpayer-funded sex changes for prisoners and illegal aliens. A crude restatement of her 2019 ACLU questionnaire answered that all federal prisoners, including trans immigrants detained by border agents, deserve medically necessary care, which includes gender-affirming care and surgeries. Kamala is for they, them, the 30-second ad says. President Trump is for you. The super PAC's ad similarly attacks Harris over her position on the issue. Responding to the attacks, the Human Rights Campaign spokesperson Brandon Wolf said, "Anti-trans attacks don't work. Time and time again, this kind of fear-mongering has been a political loser. And the American people will see through it again in November." Polling suggests that Wolf may be right. A recent Gallup poll found that only 38% of likely voters consider trans rights as extremely or very important to their vote. Polls in five battleground states conducted by the New York Times and Siena College shows that the majority of Americans think society should accept transgender people's gender identities. HRC President Kelly Robinson said that transphobic ads didn't help Republican candidates win important races in 2022 and 2023, and such ads won't help the GOP this year either. Court proceedings in a lawsuit filed by a Honolulu gay bar against the city's liquor commission ended abruptly on Tuesday following emotional testimony by one of the co-owners, who described a pattern of homophobic abuse perpetrated by the inspectors, including physical violence, stalking, and a death threat. The sudden settlement awarded $670,000 to the owners of the bar, Scarlet Honolulu, and the local Gay Island Guide. The award followed years of harassment that inspectors of the Honolulu Liquor Commission inflicted on the owners, who filed a federal discrimination lawsuit in 2021. In a follow-up to a story we covered on the last Not Straight Cast News, a queer bar that was destroyed by Hurricane Helene in September is getting a new lease on life with the help of thousands of dollars from around the world. Nearly $200,000 has poured into a GoFundMe campaign to help rebuild the LGBTQ hangout day trip in Asheville, North Carolina. The couple was overwhelmed with the show's support. Thousands and thousands of queer people from all over the world have been donating. "I don't have the words to explain how grateful I am," Davis said. Davis said that they'll use the money to rebuild day trip, as well as compensate employees who lost their wages with the hurricane's destruction and donate to local volunteering efforts as well. And we'll be right back with more news after this.
If ensuring speed and security for your sites is really a top priority for you, then search no further than Vox Onyx's shared website hosting plans. They use SSD-powered servers and provide numerous site acceleration tools that make your website's load noticeably faster. Additionally, they deploy ZFS data storage to shield your website contents from corruption. Also, they will manage the task of migrating all the websites you need to their system, absolutely free of cost. Get started now by going to VoxOnyx.com. That's VoxOnyx.com.
Craving a sound check that celebrates you? Tune in to LGBTQ Radio, playing your favorite Not Straight music. From pop anthems to indie beats, LGBTQ Radio plays the hits that cater to our community. Stream your favorite artists and discover new tracks that will keep you dancing all day and night. No talk, all tunes, LGBTQ Radio, where every beat is a celebration of you. Listen now at LGBTQRadio.com.
Welcome back to Not Straight Cast News. A woman who opposes trans equality got attention this week for complaining on social media after she got harassed by someone who thought that she was transgender. Lindsay Walter, who posts on X as Lindsay Hannah, describes herself as a runner, writer, and alopecia advocate. The 33-year-old, who is currently preparing for the 2025 London Marathon and raising money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation UK, frequently posts about living with the condition, which causes hair loss. Over the weekend, Walter was in Chicago for the Chicago Marathon. On Friday morning, she posted about an incident that occurred in the airport bathroom where she was misgendered and harassed. "I was washing my hands in the bathroom and this woman is staring at me and shouts, and I do mean shout, 'You're disgusting.'" According to Walter, the woman followed her out of the bathroom and continued to shout at her that she was disgusting for being in the women's bathroom, and as for women, as others stared. "I calmly said, 'I have alopecia. I'm a woman. I just don't have hair,'" Walter recalled. Walter wrote that the woman backed away, saying, "Whatever, just get away." Walter wrote of the encounter, "I am sad, mad, embarrassed, heartbroken. I always try to see the good in people and extend grace, but I am finding it really hard right now." Walter received an outpouring of sympathy from folks on X, particularly from trans people and LGBTQ allies, who pointed out that what happened to her was an example of how transphobia puts all women at risk. However, many commenters quickly resurfaced a recent post in which Walter expressed her opposition to trans women, who she described as men participating in women's sports, apparently after having been misgendered herself in Chicago to participate in a sporting event. Responses ranged from people claiming that what happened to Walter was a direct result of transphobic views like her own, to others saying that they simply struggled to sympathize with her in light of her previous comment. Uganda's brutal anti-homosexuality act, known as AHA, reportedly cost the country as much as $1.6 billion in the years since it became law. Last week, Open for Business, a coalition of global companies dedicated to LGBTQ inclusion, released a report on the law's impact on the East African nation's economy. It is estimated that in the 12 months following the AHA's passage, Uganda has made an economic loss between $470 million and $1.6 billion, according to the report. The anti-LGBTQ law marks a critical juncture for Uganda, which may alter the trajectory of the country's economy for years to come, the report continues. Combined losses over a five-year period are estimated to be between $2.3 and $8.3 billion U.S. dollars. Uganda is also looking at an estimated $9 to $99 million loss in tourism annually regarding from the country's tarnished reputation on the world stage, and an annual productivity loss of $23 to $58 million resulting from LGBTQ workers' mental health issues, absenteeism, and diminished productivity. The report also estimated that 5,000 to 15,000 LGBTQ individuals will flee the country. That will cost Uganda $3 to $24 million in lost productivity. The report states the evidence is now clear. The Anti-Homosexuality Act makes it harder for Uganda to foster a dynamic and diversified modern economy that is attracted to investors, tourists, and skilled workers. And finally, on a personal note, you probably know that along with the podcast and this newscast, I have two radio stations, one of them being LGBTQ Radio. So now, for the last few weeks of this heated political campaign, you should no longer hear any political ads on LGBTQ Radio. So some of the ads from Live365, which is the host of LGBTQ Radio, are dynamically inserted based upon your location and is unfortunately out of my control. During the commercial breaks, I'm not going to take any chance that anti-LGBTQ ads will run on what is obviously a pro-LGBTQ station. Thus, I've requested that a filter be added in that will keep any political ads from airing at all. So anyways, listen to LGBTQ Radio at lgbtqradio.com. And thanks for listening to Not Straight Cast News.